Unit 6. Holidays. Part 1. Expressions. 1. What are you up to? 2. I'm just going to take it easy. 3. I have the day off. 4. Do you have any plans? 5. Can I check this book out? 6. Who is the author of that book? 7. Do you have any books by this author? 8. When is it due back? 9. It's such an exquisite painting. 10. How much is it worth? 2. Dialogues. 1. Plans.
Hey, Ted. What are you up to this Friday?
Well, I have the day off from work.
That's great. Do you have any plans?
Well, I've been working so hard lately, so I'll probably just take it easy.
Sounds nice.
Yeah, I'll probably just stay in and relax. Maybe watch a few movies.
Can I stop by?
Sure, anytime.
2. Borrow books.
Can I help you?
Yes. I'm doing some research on Roman civilization. Do you have any books on the subject?
These books over here are about ancient history. They might be helpful.
Can I check this one out?
I'm sorry. It's for reference only, so it must stay in the library. But you're welcome to look through it.
Okay. And I'd like to check these books out.
All right. They're due back next Wednesday.
Thanks for your help.
Three. In the museum.
Wow, I can't believe I'm standing here.
What are you so excited about?
I'm standing in front of an exquisite work of art.
What's the big deal? It's just a picture of some woman.
I've seen it so many times in books, but I never imagined I'd get to see it in person.
There are tons of other paintings that I think are better.
Maybe so, but do you have any idea how much this one is worth?
No. How much is it worth?
About $80 million.
Whoa! 4. Monologue. Almost everyone knows the painting, Mona Lisa, but not everyone knows of its bizarre history. It was sold to the King of France, and later Napoleon hung it in his own bedroom. Then, in 1911, it was stolen from the Louvre by an Italian man. Apparently, he simply put the painting under his shoulder and walked out the front door. Museum attendants didn't even notice the painting was missing until a day or so later. The Mona Lisa turned up after about a year and a half in the shop of an antique dealer in Italy. The man who had stolen the painting wanted it back in the artist's home country, and, after his mission accomplished, he was seen as a national hero by many. Italian authorities then returned it to the Louvre Museum, where it now hangs behind bulletproof glass.